Blog Talk Radio. sacrifice strong enough to save us. You rose in victory to let the whole world see. Love has made a way, hope has never lost. There's power in the cross.
Everybody, I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you so much for joining me on tonight. I pray you will be blessed by the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, sit me down and you speak mightily through me tonight, Lord God. Bless your people, Lord God. Let that one, Lord God, that's going through, Lord God, understand why they're going through after tonight's show, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that the revelation, God, that they will hear tonight will give them the strength to continue, to go on, to press, Lord God, because there will be a blessing in the end. In the name of Jesus, amen. The title of tonight's message is Dead Man Walking. Dead Man Walking. The foundational text is just one scripture, and it comes from Psalms 31, verse 12, from the King James Version. David said, I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. The NIV says, I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. Once again, the foundational text is Psalms 31, verse 12. In the King James Version, it reads, David said, I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. The NIV says, I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. Some theologians believe David wrote Psalms 31, from which tonight's foundational text comes, at a time when the residents of Keilah conspired to hand him over to Saul, who was trying to kill him. Others believe it was in response to his son Absalom's rebellion. Whatever the case, David's statement in Psalms 31:12 is very powerful, a statement I can definitely relate to. I don't know about you on tonight, but I can definitely relate to his statement. I know how it feels to be forgotten as though I were dead, to be broken but still be God's vessel, to be the out person among those I'd invested 10 years of love and fellowship in. I know how it feels to be hurt where I should have been remembered, loved, and assisted. I know how it feels to be hurt where I should have been loved, remembered, and assisted. I know how it feels to be dead, to no longer exist in their world, to be outside of the clique. And I'm quite sure some of you do too. You know how it feels to be dead, to no longer exist in their world, to be outside of the clique. And the more I think about it, God showed me through my own experience how death is a part of advancing in Christ. And I know somebody saying on tonight, Prophetess Stacy, what does death have to do with advancing in Christ? Just give me a minute and I will tell you exactly what God has shown me about it. Not physical death, as in no longer alive, but spiritual death, as it relates to growth and separation. Growth. Verily, truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Whether you realize it or not, people influence the way you think, act, believe. God says unless the seeds they planted in you falls to the ground, humbles themselves, and dies, and it's no longer about them or to impress them, the journey will be lonely and unfruitful. You must let some things die in order to grow. You must let some things die in order to grow. There must be a call of death on your life in order to advance. For whosoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. That's Mark 8, verse 35, NIV. Separation. Come out from among them and be ye separate. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. King James Version. Don't become like the people of this world. Don't become like the people of this world. Instead, change the way you think. Romans 12 and 2. But love, you were not, I was not meant to fit in. But love, you were not, I was not meant to fit in. But we were meant to be separate, to die to popularity, to die to people's opinion. We were meant to die to popularity, to die to people's opinion. In doing so, you will advance. In doing so, advancement will come. It wasn't until Joseph's brothers came and reported him dead to the father that loved him, and he was separated from the popularity of his father, that he, Joseph, would go on to become prime minister, second in command in Egypt. Let's look at his story. Genesis 37, verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he was born to him in his old age. Genesis 37, verse 17 through 18. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in a distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. Genesis 37, verse 31 through 34. Joseph is dead. They, Joseph's brothers, got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. They took the ornament robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it's your son's robe." Jacob recognized it and said, "It's my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and mourned for his son many days. Genesis 41:41-43. Joseph in charge of Egypt. Notice it didn't happen until they had declared him dead, although he wasn't. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in a chariot as his second in command. Let's look at another example. This is the example of Lazarus. It wasn't until Lazarus was pronounced dead and he was separated from the expectation of people and his environment. It wasn't until Mary and Martha felt forgotten by Jesus because of it that they would experience one of the greatest comeback miracles in history. Advancement. Can somebody say advancement? Let's look at the story. John 11:3, and I'm also going to skip down and read 6 and 7. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed 2 more days where he was. John 11:14. Lazarus pronounced dead. Jesus plainly told the disciples, "Lazarus is dead." John 11:40-44, the Lazarus comeback miracle. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" That's a word for somebody. If you believe, you will see the glory of God fall on your life. In the name of Jesus, amen. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hand and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Jesus said to him, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Advancement. Now let's look at Jesus' story. It wasn't until Jesus grieved in the garden and got his feelings out, deciding to separate himself from his own fleshly desires and go on to the cross and die, that Jesus would ascend back to heaven and be seated at the right hand of the Father. Can somebody say advancement? Jesus dies. Luke 23:46 from the Amplified Bible. And Jesus, crying in a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And with these words, he expired. The NIV says, he breathed his last. Jesus ascends to the hand of the Father. Acts 2:31-33. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. He has raised this Jesus to life, and we are witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. You see, just like Joseph, Lazarus, and Jesus, there must be death and separation in your own life. If you want to experience advancement, if you want to experience promotion, as long as you stay among the clique, you will only go as far as their money, influence, and know-how can take you. As long as you stay among the clique, you will only go as far as their money, influence, and know-how can take you. But God, somebody on the night say, but God, if you will die to self and your expectations of them, if you will die to self and your expectations of other people, your expectations of them, dying to myself, my own selfish needs, and my expectation of others was a hard lesson I had to learn. Dying to myself, my own selfish needs, and expectation of others was a hard lesson I had to learn. But if you will die to self and your expectations of them, you will advance, experience promotion in ways you have never imagined, in ways you have never imagined. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 from the Contemporary English Version says, what God has planned for people who love him is more than eyes have seen or ears have heard. It has never even entered our minds. As I said previously, it is more than you have ever imagined. You have never imagined this, what God has planned for you. If you would just die to yourself and expectations of others, you will experience advancement, promotion, more than you have imagined. Psalms 30 and verse 5, NIV. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. But his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Beloved, you may be going through something right now, weeping and crying, but your weeping and crying is making a way to another day. There will be favor upon your life. But what you have to understand on tonight about favor is his favor comes, but at the expense of two stressful emotions. His favor comes, but at the expense of two stressful emotions. Those two emotions being anger and weeping. That's the high cost of being truly anointed. And if you missed the title of tonight's message, the title of tonight's message is Dead Man Walking. Even to make the anointing oil, the olives must be crushed, destroyed, and changed to produce more. If you want to produce more and do what God has called you to do, his way, not your way, but his way, like David in tonight's text, let God break you. You will feel forgotten by many, lonely at times, dead, non-existent to those you thought was important and needed. You will feel forgotten by many, lonely at times, dead, non-existent to those you thought was needed and important in your life. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's not over when your earthly popularity resigns. Somebody needs to know it's not over when your earthly popularity resigns. God will induce labor on your life and cause people to push you out, to push you away, when he has more for you. God will induce labor on your life and cause people to push you out, to push you away when he has more for you. And you wonder why they suddenly denied your request, why they suddenly start treating you funny, and you no longer feel comfortable in their presence, and you no longer feel comfortable in their presence. God is pushing you out, pushing you away from them. Because this next blessing you get, you won't be able to credit nobody but God. Because this next blessing you get, beloved, you won't be able to credit nobody but God. To God be glory. This ministry, the last almost 3 years, has blossomed tremendously because of the pain, the labor, and the push of God. Do you hear me? This ministry, the last almost 3 years, has blossomed tremendously because of the pain, the labor, and the push of God. And I have never been happier despite the pain and the fact that I'm dead, a dead man walking to some that used to know me. But still I say, to God be the glory. Someday soon you will thank God for pushing you. Yes, you will. You will thank God for pushing you. So many things, people he separated you from, not because they are bad people, but their storyline in your life has concluded. That was a hard thing for me to accept, too, that the storyline for them in my life had concluded. And you are getting ready to take center stage. And because you have experienced depth of separation, you will know when the time comes where God is promoting you to. It's not for you. Where God is promoting you to is not for you, but for his glory. It's not for you, but for his glory, so that you can be blessed. And you can bless other people. You are blessed to be a blessing, so that you can bless other people and bless what's most important to him, that being his people. Bless, you are blessed to be a blessing, so he will bless you so that you can bless other people. But it's not about you by yourself. It's never just about you. Dead men walking, prepared to rise and look like him. Your life is still life, but it's not your own. The Apostle Paul said, to live is Christ. That's the new identity and mission of your life. I now promote Christ. Philippians 1 and 21. I now lift up Christ, for he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. John 12 and 32. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, whom loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20, King James Version. Ye are dead. That's what we were talking about tonight. Being dead and separated properly from people, so that you can do the work of the Father. And sometimes you will feel like a dead man walking. But ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3 and 3, James Version. Dead man walking, pain comes before promotion. That's the high cost of being truly anointed. I pray that this word has been a blessing tonight, that you can finally understand what's been going on with you for the last couple months, for somebody for the last couple years. I know for me, it's been years. So when the Lord showed me this verse in Psalms 31 and 12, I'm like, Lord, this will become one of my favorite verses because it explains the last couple years of my life. But still I say, to God be the glory. And right now, this is a salvation call. Before we get on the phone line tonight asking God for anything, first comes a call to salvation. But love, whether it's in the natural or in the spirit, a father responds quicker to his own child versus someone else. Therefore, if you are not saved, if your spirit has not been adopted into the family of God, but you want to be, you want to experience promotion for the pain. Otherwise, pain is just pain. Let's ask God in. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and overshadow that one seeking you tonight. Repeat after me. Father God, with your help, I renounce my sin. With your help, I will turn away and change for the better. I believe Jesus died for me. I need him. I can no longer do this myself. I don't want to do it myself. I'm tired. I choose to receive you now. I no longer want to be just someone you created, but I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. I receive you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may not feel an immediate change. That's okay, but that does not mean you're not changing. The process has begun. Keep tuning in to Prolific Fire every Monday, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. And visit local churches until you find one that the new you feels comfortable in. Don't just settle for the first one you go to. Keep looking and sitting in until you find one that your new spirit, that the new you feels comfortable in, a word-based church displaying the love of God. It needs to be a word-based church displaying the love of God. And I'll be available, too, if you need me. You can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Now, if there's anyone on the phone desiring prayer, after everybody has been made his child, and he will answer you quicker than he will somebody else, because he's your father and you're not into the family. If you're on the phone desiring prayer, just press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you for tuning in on tonight. I truly appreciate it. I see that there are no prayer requests on tonight, but you can always reach me at the information I gave earlier if you need prayer or consultation throughout the week. The songs played on tonight were Breathe by Christy Knuckles and Power in the Cross by Derek Johnson. Well, let's pray this word out, beloved. Father God, help us to die to people and even ourselves and not resist, so that we live and walk this journey the way you desire, so your name can gain the glory. Strengthen us because you cannot promote flesh, but you can and will promote the spirit led. In Jesus' name, amen. Follow me on Twitter. Be sure to do that if you're not already. Follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, visit the website anytime. It's prolificfire.com. And join me next Monday, same time, same place. The message will be Success Blues. Success Blues. How success unguarded can lead to depression. Once again, I pray that you will bless. I love you. Good night.